Just reading, LJ, where Turkish people have a passion for eating well. While they're enjoying breakfast, they're already planning dinner, which is, sounds a bit like my son. Anatolia is described as a richly illustrated exploration of Turkey's cooking culture. And Summer Sivriolu is the co-author of that book and joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Summer.
Good morning, Summer.
Good morning. Good morning.
My son actually traveled through Turkey some time ago and he absolutely loved it. He first of all went to Trabzon and fell in love with Gözlemi. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Gözlemi is right, but I'm very surprised that he went to Trabzon because it's like that. Not many tourists does. I'm happy that he made that far.
Right. Yeah, well, he enjoyed himself. He traveled all through and he had a great time.
That's great. Because, I mean, most of the tourists, they just get stuck between the triangle of Istanbul, Aegean Coast, and Cappadocia. And once you get out of it,
yeah,
there are so many other places to see. So I'm happy he's done that.
When I think of Turkey, I think of kebabs, but there's a lot more to it than just that, isn't there?
That's correct. I mean, kebabs are wonderful.
Mm.
I'm lucky we are known for it. I really like that. But also there are lots of other regional delights in the country because it's a very regional and a very varietal country.
So the food is different in the different regions of Turkey?
Very much so. I mean, where your son went to Trabzon is one of the least represented regions in Turkey.
Okay.
It is the Black Sea region. And it will be exactly like Tasmania in here in terms of climate. So having great produce, great green, one of world's leading tea suppliers and hazelnut suppliers.
Right. Is Turkish food easy to cook?
It is, it is. And I always say that it's more about the culture, that, you know, how you cook it rather than the ingredients that you use. Because in Turkish cuisine, we use a lot of different ingredients, as well. And it's just like, you know, it's all about sharing the food and having it with the family and having that hospitable approach that Turkish people are known for.
Absolutely. And Summer, who taught you to cook? Who was your first cooking teacher?
My first cooking teacher was my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
But my first commercial cooking teacher was my mom. She had restaurants.
Oh, so you were a cooking kid?
I was a cooking kid. She was a great chef, but not a very good manager. She wouldn't be able to hold on to her shifts for a long time, so she would stack them all the time. And I was her default dishwasher by the age of 14, 15.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, you got to start somewhere.
And so,
I guess so, yeah.
And then you just gradually began to help more in the kitchen, hey?
That's right, that's right.
So what did you start off cooking? What were the first things you started cooking as a chef?
She did meyhanes. Meyhanes are like the meze bars, or a bit like tapas bars in Spain.
Oh yeah.
So small dishes that goes with the drink of your choice. Mm-hmm. Generally in Turkey, that is rakı, grape spritz based on grapes and aniseed. And so there are lots of dishes that you make small plates, mixture of cold and hot dishes, and that are the array of those dishes were the first ones that I learned.
Yeah. And has your mum come out to Australia with you?
She did. She came, no, not with me. No, I came by myself.
Uh-huh.
But she comes and visits me every other year.
Oh, great. So does she like coming out to see you here?
Yeah, she does. She does. And she helps me a lot. She helps me a bit at the restaurant as well. She keeps me grounded because, you know, it's great to have a restaurant that everyone likes. But she comes in and she's my toughest critic.
Yeah.
This is not how I talk to you. How do you do? Why do you do it like this? She is very hard to please. Very hard.
Does she take over and send you back to dishwashing?
Lucky I got customers better than her.
That's good. Well, it's a beautiful book. Has a lot of the Turkish food been westernized, or is it as it would be presented in Turkey?
I mean, I don't believe that we represent the Turkish food very well in Australia. It's not westernized. It's just Australianized in here. I mean, so many things that I see in here doesn't exist in Turkey.
Right.
The first time I seen a belly dancer in a restaurant was in Australia.
Right.
And I used to go out a lot in Turkey, you know, and I see a lot of belly dancers, never in a restaurant. You know, the Turkish bread as we know in here doesn't exist in Turkey.
Yeah.
If you ask for cheese and barbecue sauce in a kebab in Turkey, they just wouldn't understand what the heck you are talking about.
Right.
So yeah, they will just give you a blank look of what you want. Like they wouldn't even understand the concept of it.
Sure.
So, you know, there are so many things that change, that are lost in translation, I guess. in here that we don't know it perfectly.
Well, I love the book and I love the food. Anatolia is the name of the book and it's available in bookstores now. And Summer Sivriolu, I really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much for asking.